So, Andrew, I've just managed to stop you in the middle of St. James's Street, hence the reason for standing in the middle of the road next to the fish and chip shop. I needed to speak to you about the lights. Wow.
Yeah, they are wow. They are wow. I mean, incredible. I went out to the middle of the pitch today as the last one went up and had a look around, and it's a coliseum.
It's quite surprising how quickly and easy they've gone up as well, isn't it?
Well, to you it might look easy. There've been a few sweaty palm moments, yeah. But no, when they actually start constructing them, they go up very quickly. The last three have gone up in the last 3 days. It takes about 2 hours to get them up, but that's only the bit that you see. That's the big bit of infrastructure, but all the wiring and all the foundation work has taken months, and there's still a few days to go with the wiring before we turn them on for the first time.
So, what exactly has the process been like from these lights? Because they were, I understand that were they made in Amsterdam or somewhere abroad and brought across.
They were made in Portugal. Right. So the process began nearly 3 years ago now with getting planning consents and consultation with the local community, which has been very, very important. Dealing with environmental issues like bats on the river and all those sorts of things. So we've done everything by the book. They came in from Portugal, been a couple of mishaps. One of the trailers carrying them had an accident in France. No one was hurt, but the pylons were hurt, so they had to go back to the factory. So there have been a few things going on with that. A lot of extensive groundworks. The foundations are 11 metres down in the ground. The pylons go up 54 metres. We've been reliant on good weather. Fortunately, we've had fantastic weather. But if it had been windy, it would have been a problem. So now the guys are just finishing off the wiring for something like that. But you know, there we go. Sounds simple, doesn't it? And we can't wait to get playing under them. The players are really excited. Loads of them have been walking out on the ground today, turning around looking, I think visualising themselves scoring 100 under those lights. We've had our governing body, the ECB, here today, and the World Cup guys yesterday. You know, they are wowed by it, and they see cricket grounds all around the world, and they are really dropping, as you say, aren't they?
Yeah. Easy for you to say. Yeah. But, or you know, you drive around town and you can pretty much see them everywhere, can't you? I was driving down Silt Mills the other day and I just glanced across and I thought, my God, I can see the lights from there. And it's just going to light up the whole of the town, isn't it?
It is good. Well, I hope it's not going to light up the whole of the town, but they will be visible. And there's a really important point there that people now really know where the cricket ground is, because you'd be amazed how few people do know where the cricket ground is. And it's really important to not just the club, but to the economy of Taunton. And for us to be able to play our games later in the evening enables more people to attend, will produce a vibrant evening economy for Taunton, which really the town needs. So, you know, over the period of their life, they will bring in tens, if not hundreds of millions of pounds of the revenue to this town, and it's very much needed. So I feel we're doing our bit for the town as well.
There has been a mixed reaction on social media. I know you're not a big fan of social media and seeing what's on there, but what would you say to those people that are giving it a bit of a knock?
I'd repeat what I said. You know, we've gone through all the right processes, and at the end of the day, the economy of Taunton is going to benefit from having a world-class cricket stadium where we can play matches at the times that spectators want to come and see it, and then fill up the bars and the restaurants before and afterwards. So it's good news for Taunton all the way around. And it has changed the skyline, but life moves on. When the churches were built, that changed the skyline as well.
It's quite a unique setup, isn't it, really? Compared to other cricket grounds?
Well, these are the first LED floodlights in the Northern Hemisphere, so they will be able to do some very fancy things as well, but we'll keep it under wraps till we start. But we are pretty unique being in the centre of the town as well, which makes it very special. You know, we do feel very much part of the community. I try and embrace the community, and I hope the community feels an affinity to the cricket ground. And we accept they're not going to be to everyone's liking. That's just life, but people don't like change.
You've got to think of the bigger picture. You're saying about the things that they can and can't do. Can they change colours?
They can't change colours, but you can get
I just had some random discovery light things going on there.
There's some particularly special effects that we can produce with them that no other cricket ground in the Northern Hemisphere can do right now.
It's very exciting. Does this mean it potentially could bring more concerts, big names to Taunton to perform live as well?
Potentially, but we don't need the floodlights for big names. We've had Rod Stewart a couple of times, Elton John. So, you know, these floodlights are here for the cricket and to deliver cricket that people want to come and watch. We don't need the floodlights for concerts, but again, it does make us a world-class stadium, though.
And just looking ahead now, it's not too long now before the England games here. There must be a real buzz of excitement around the club about all of this.
Yeah, we've been meeting with the different authorities. In fact, I've just come out of a meeting now about the women's test match. The England women's team only play a test match every 2 years, so it's a real honour for us to be hosting that against Australia in the middle to end of July. We've got the three World Cup games coming up. We'll have 6 floodlit T20 games on Friday and Saturday nights this year out of the 7, and 1 on a Sunday.
They are going to be under the lights. They are just going to be amazing.
It's going to be rocking. It really is going to be rocking. And the lads are really excited about it. The lads will go off on pre-season training. They're back now. They go away pre-season playing 5 games in the Middle East next Friday. And then we're back, and within 4 weeks we'll be playing cricket out there.